Just as setting that up, understand that we are talking about a moral versus an immoral warfare being fought between David and Goliath. So it looked like this was a very unbalanced situation. You had the British with their opportunity to bring together tens of thousands of soldiers from their ranks. They had experience. They had well-trained generals. They were well-supplied. They had done warfare for generations and generations. And then you have the American colonists that rising up largely as just a raw body of individuals saying, hey, you know, you can't treat us this way. They didn't have the supplies. They didn't have the money behind them. They didn't have the training. They fought the Revolutionary War on a shoestring the entire way. If you could understand the things that I have found as I have studied these journals, the number of times that men went into battle barefoot, but not just barefoot, with loincloths wrapped around them. We had soldiers that lived that in the Revolutionary War, that almost never got a full meal, that went through the wintertime with nothing but a blanket to wrap around them. These were the men, these were the individuals that won freedom for our country. They were fighting from that perspective. So when I look at moral versus immoral warfare and I see the British in their beautiful red coats with their brass buttons and their white pants and all of their fancy guns and all their plenty of ammunition and all that kind of thing fighting against these ragtag Americans who were hungry, oh, it just tears at my heart. So that's what you have going on basically in the scheme of things. So what do generals do? We're going to talk about the generals, and of course George Washington was the commander-in-chief of the Revolutionary armies.